I first came to Kauai about this time of the year in 1997 for a friend's wedding. I stayed at the Hyatt Regency, a beautiful, lavish resort on the South Shore. I had United Mileage Plus discount coupons for this hotel. It's funny how accidents of circumstance can end up changing our lives. I had been back a year and a half from Paris and hadn't yet met Joe, so I was here on my own, amongst lots of shiny wedding bands and families with small children. My friend's wedding was in a garden along Hanalei Bay on the North Shore, and we went to a luau on the east side, giving me a taste of a lot of this lovely island. The next time back was 2 years later. Joe had just finished chemo, and we were looking for a vacation spot to start his healing. He'd been to Maui, but never Kauai. My first trip here introduced me to Kauai's rhythms, peaceful and soothing. We stayed in an end-unit condo with a sweet private little garden, walking distance from the Hyatt where I had stayed. We discovered a hike along the coast, starting at Shipwreck Beach in front of the Hyatt. The web of trails headed east along a bluff with amazing views of the ocean and the south coastline of Kauai. We hiked every morning and then came back and talked, really talked. His journey through cancer treatment started 6 days after our first date, and the next 6 months were a whir of emotions and the realities of cancer treatment, infusions, a hospital stay, injections at home, many restless nights. In that little garden condo, we took the time to share with each other at Kauai's pace. Journeys through life-threatening illness shift things in us. After cancer, Joe resolved that we'd come to Hawaii often. Since then, it's been at least once, many times, twice a year. Except for one more trip to Maui and another to the Big Island, both in the following 2 years, every trip back has been to Kauai. In 2004, on a whim, we walked into Island Pacific Properties in Kalua Town and met the broker, Stephanie. We left that trip having taken a big risk. We'd made an offer on a house. It's always been someone else's home. We've never furnished it so that we could stay there. But owning a house on Kauai has anchored us here even more. What seems more important to me is that through Steph, we've met so many wonderful people. When we come here now, we see old friends and new. It's so much more than a vacation spot. Because we really love sunshine, we've always stayed on the South Shore. I've been here 10 days now, and I've not ventured any further north than the airport in Lihue. Our time here is spent trying on retirement. We've always stayed in a place with a kitchen, so we can have meals at home if we want. We still do the same walk along the coast, but now we know to look for sea turtles in the water and often go all the way to the next beach, Mahalapu, and go for a swim in the spot inside the reef break. On calm days, it's almost like a swimming pool. Joe golfs and I paint. We read and do a whole lot of not much else. There are many treasures on this island we've yet to experience, but somehow we've lost the impetus to be explorers. What we come here for, more than anything else, is to just be. I take walks along the shore from the Hyatt headed west sometimes too, and take pictures of the tropical flowers in the lush gardens of the resorts and vacation homes. So many of my paintings have come from these walks. It's been interesting to watch things change. New condos have been built in some of the empty spots, run-down places redone, and the gardens change too. For some reason, every year for the past 5 or so, the water lily ponds are going away. One year, there are no more plants. The next, there isn't even any water in them. I don't know if they're too much to keep up, but it makes me really glad that I've been able to capture them in paint. None of the ponds I've painted below exist anymore. As I mentioned in my post about home a few weeks ago, Kauai is one of ours. It has me wonder what it is about a place, the spirit of a place that meets us, compelling us to come back again and again, developing a relationship with the place that is as real as any relationship. As I write this, I'm in my friend Robin's studio in her house in Kalaheo, a bit upcountry from where we stay closer to the ocean. She paints beautiful color-filled oils of this heavenly place. I love having a real artist friend here. We inspire and support each other in a way that somehow I've not found with anyone at home. She's working on a painting of a succulent, finding her way through the shapes and colors, and I'm taking a break from struggling through the lily pond painting I'm working on to write to you. Coming through the open French door are the sounds of the breeze in the palm fronds and the calls of the tropical birds, including the roosters, and even the bleat of a goat. This is absolutely paradise. We've talked about living here full-time, even as an adventure for a year. So far, the pull has not been strong enough to uproot us from Northern California, where we were both born and our lives are still centered. Nonetheless, there is something here for us that lives in us when we are back home. When we went to see the George Clooney movie, The Descendants, at the Fairfax Theater, we felt it. There's a scene where his character flies with his daughters from Oahu to Kauai to see the family property. As they're walking in from the jetway to the Lihue Airport, I felt in me and sensed in Joe a combination of recognition, knowing, and longing. We felt Kauai in our bones for a moment. This place fills a need in us that isn't filled anywhere else, even in the very special place we live. Saturday night, we went to the salt ponds to watch the sunset. Joe was curious what the people were doing a short distance away. Following his intuition, we went to check it out. His respectful, reverent way of asking about it inspired Emma, a native Hawaiian, to take the time to tell us all about it. She's the third generation that has been tending the salt beds, the only ones on Kauai. We saw how they carefully remake the beds with smooth black mud every year, and then carefully bucket the salt water from the wells into them. The sun evaporates the water, and in a number of weeks, salt crystals form, which are then gathered up and dried. Her son and niece and grandkids were there, participating in the traditional practice, carrying on the knowledge. When I asked if they sell the salt, with pride and honor, she told me they only give it away. Then she gave us some of her pink salt from last year, white salt that had been mixed with Hawaiian red dirt. She told us this salt is medicine. The clouds were spitting rain as we left, feeling like we had just been blessed. It's still not coming to me how to articulate what it is about the spirit of this part of this island that we connect to, but it so does. We are renewed and inspired here. The air is soft on my skin. Thank you, Kauai. Aloha, Kara.